Tonight, we're going to look at one of the mysteries. The Bible says that in the last days, the mysteries will be made known unto us. And we have to look at these things, the instruction manual that God has given us in order for us to be successful. In any type of campaign or fight, you have to know about your enemy. You have to know his characteristics, what he is capable of and what he is not. If you don't, then you stand a good chance of being defeated. I always look use football as an analogy. When I first started, most times your defensive line only sent four. Send the four down line, two defensive ends, and the two tackles when they wanted to attack. Sometimes they would send the linebackers what they were calling blitz. Well, in these days, what they do now is called a zone blitz. Okay? What that means is now instead of the four linemen just coming at you, the four linemen, sometimes they will drop back into coverage and the linebackers will blitz so you don't know where the pressure is coming from. A lot of folks don't know where the pressure is coming from because they won't look at what God is trying to tell them as far as instruction. So we're going to look at this enemy, okay? And we're going to start in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter. Romans, the 5th chapter, and we're going to start at the 12th verse. Amen. Does everybody have it?
Amen.
It says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law was in the world, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. I'm going to stop there. Wherefore, as by one man, as by one human being, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So we're going to talk about the enemy. His name is death.
Okay.
His name is death. On account of one human being, sin entered. Okay. And I was listening to Pastor Martina as she was up, and she made a statement talking about dispense as prescribed. Now, sin entered into the world and death by sin because of what we like to say, and the pastor said it many times and so many others, talking about a failing to hit the mark. But what Pastor Martina inspired in me was also another description that we don't use very much. And it talks about aberration from prescribed law. Because of what this man did, he aberrated or deviated from prescribed law, from the prescribed instruction that God had given him. And because he did that, sin entered into the world. And by means of it, death entered in. So why is that important? Because a lot of folks think that death is a spirit. A lot of folks think that death is a spirit, and it is not. How do you prove that? We're going to go, I'm going to ask you a question. What is salvation? What is salvation? Salvation is a state of being produced by Jesus Christ. Therefore, the opposite, death is a state of being produced by what the man did when he aberrated or deviated from what God told him.
All right now.
So once again, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, death by that sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. What that means is, so death passed upon or into all human beings because of what that one man did. Now folks want to talk about Lucifer and his power. Let me tell you something, how powerful this man is. Every human being from that point on was born into sin and into death. You want to talk about power? This is talking about perpetual motion
that
he set it on. Well, all men, and it talks about, let's go to the 13th verse. It says, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed. In other words, it couldn't be penalized.
Right.
It couldn't be held against because there was no law.
Come on now.
No law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses. Even over them that had not sinned according to or after the similitude of Adam's transgression. What that meant is babies, innocent babies were subject to death. They hadn't committed any sin, but yet they would die. They die early. People with mental problems, they don't know what they're doing, but they were subject to death. Why? Because of what this man did. Why? There was no law to check it.
That's right.
Now let me tell you this, we're going to go and look at some different things here. Three stages of it. In the first state here, when the man sinned, death affected us naturally. So now, because God is Zoe life, let me explain. God is Zoe life. He does not have anything to do with death. Man was created, even the doctors say today, that when he looks at the human body is made to live forever. But because of what the man did, now we're looking at the first thing, physical death. Now we're subject to physical death. Being cut off, like I say, newborns, all of that, we just went over that. He also now is subject to spiritual death. Born into sin, or a state of being that is outside the realm of God. There's two words that we use, and I'm going to teach a little bit tonight. Two words. Ruach and Pneuma. The two words. Ruach is Old Testament. Pneuma is New Testament. Those are the words that describe the word spirit and the characteristics. And not one time do you see the word death in there. In fact, I did some research and took the concordance and went over every passage of death, and you do not see death angel or spirit of death. To let you know that God, who is spirit, and his spirituality itself does not have anything to do with death.
Come on now.
Man created it. Man passed it down to all men. So now, like I say, we're cut off spiritually, and physically. Folks say, well, you know, because they give you the description of some guy with a sickle, with a hood on and a sickle. And he comes to get you. Not so. Don't turn to it, but in 2 Corinthians 4:12, the Bible says that his soul death worketh in us. In other words, it's already in us. Death don't have to come and find you. It's already in you. Once again, so no spirit, no angel. In fact, in the Old Testament, the priest, if they had a member of their family pass away, they could not even go in unto the body. They were forbidden to go in other words, to perform the funeral. Somebody else had to go in there and take them out. Somebody else had to perform the funeral. Why? Because God would consider them unclean if they went in unto a dead person. To let you know, God does not have anything to do with it. Nevertheless, death reigns. Or you can say Adam reigned.
Amen. Amen.
The old nature reigned until Moses came.
Uh-huh.
Even once again over them that had not sinned after or according to Adam's transgression. Now, over in Jeremiah it says, for the heart is deceitfully wicked. Let me go to Jeremiah, because I'm getting ready to mess it up. Go to Jeremiah right quick. 17:9. See, God has been dealing with the old nature since the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. Man, for whatever reason, has decided to ignore. And I always look at that movie, we ever have looked at it, Ghost of Frankenstein. Where Igor comes in and says, the monster is with me. That was a revelation. The monster is. The monster is with us.
Right. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Igor went on to say, he's in the police station. But he won't be there long. The reason why he won't be there long is because people ignore him. In other words, they try to bypass him and ignore him. Why? Because I'm a saint of God and I'm feeling too good because I'm anointed and I speak in tongues and I'm called to be this and that. And so all of that don't count. But God here in this word is letting us know, now that you have been translated out of darkness into the light, this is what you got to overcome.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to make it in, you got to overcome this.
Amen.
Jeremiah 17:9, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know? In other words, it's incurable.
Amen.
That nature that we have inherited from our ancestor is incurable. Only God could deal with it. Folks deny it. They want to talk about Lucifer this and Lucifer that. Let's get on back to Romans. Go to Romans, the first chapter. And we're going to begin to deal with the characteristics.
Come on now.
Once again, because we've got to, in other words, to know God has given us the knowledge. The Bible says my people are destroyed.
Come on now.
For lack of knowledge.
Say it.
And we waste our time. Paul talks about beating the air. We waste our time beating the air trying to beat up Lucifer when Lucifer's not involved. In the meantime, we refuse to look in the mirror of God's word that tells us about ourselves and who we have to deal with and ignore. That's why we try to keep him in jail. Romans. First chapter.
Uh-huh.
And 19th verse.
Yeah.
It says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. In other words, God showed the man and the woman what was in them.
Uh-huh.
What was in him.
Yeah, yeah.
They became acquainted with each other.
Mm-hmm.
What was manifested was God, what God manifested. He manifested to their sight, so they knew that he was the creator, mayor of all things. They knew that he had created all things for them. They knew that he had put the plants in the ground and all of that stuff for them for their food. That's why you say, well, we always want to blame the devil for drugs on it. The man knew the use of the plants when God created him.
Amen.
And when he sinned, all he did was he aberrated from the prescription of God, how you use the plant, and came up with drugs and poisons and everything else. Amen. He already knew it. All he did was it twisted.
Come on now.
Well, God, let me read that again. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it to them. In other words, God showed them his love. God showed them his nature. God showed them his character.
Uh-huh.
Because it was, before they sinned, it was in them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The man, God and the man communed daily in the cool of the evening. The animals were named, why? Because they were in a covenant relationship together. 20th verse. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. No excuse for what they did.
That's right.
One thing, it was not an accident. It was on purpose. Right.
Amen.
Once again, he deviated on purpose. In other words, we hear the word of God, and that includes us. We hear the word of God, and for some unknown reason, we decide that we don't want to do that. Because right. A lot of times, they say, that's Adam's fault. But what about the time when God is talking to you? Because he talks to everybody.
Come on now.
There's no one that God don't talk to.
That's right.
And it don't make no difference about age, because I told you about the time I was 9 years old and I had a nasty mouth.
Amen.
I could go up with some of the adults what was coming out of my mouth. And I had my brother who was in church now, and after we got through, we had tore this lady's house up and threw a chocolate covered pretzels all over the place. She was trying to sell me. I mean, we tore that stuff up. Mm-hmm. Had to sweep all that stuff and throw it away. And as I was leaving, I had my little brother Tony, who's in the church now, and I was walking, and I heard the Lord say to me, "You don't have to do that." Mm-hmm. 9 years old. Mm-hmm. I heard him say it again. "You don't have to do that." From that point on, I stopped cussing. I made a decision. Now I look at it, now it affects my whole life. Now I'm up here ministering the gospel now. I could have cut that short. Why? If I hadn't obeyed the word of God. God prescribed the word for me, but it was up to me to listen to it and to obey it. So once again, God's eternal power was shown, his nature was shown, his character was shown, so that they were without excuse. Go to the 32nd verse. We're going to kind of jump. 32, we're still in the same chapter. Who knowing the judgment of God, because they knew God. They knew God did not have a part with sin and death. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the things, but have pleasure in them that do them. In other words, they try to egg folks on, knowing that that's worthy of death. God said that's worthy of, in other words, that's worthy of a righteous sentence against you when we do that. Mm-hmm. But that's what they did. Now, jump to the 21st verse. Because that when they knew God, in other words, they acquainted with him, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Mm-hmm. In other words, what they did was they began to reject the glory of God, mm-hmm. and as a result, they began to get mentally corrupt. Mm-hmm. It's just like a woman who's pregnant. When that umbilical cord becomes damaged, vital nutrients don't go to the baby, so then defects begin to develop. Uh-huh. They begin to cut themselves off from the glory of God, because it said, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain empty in their imaginations or their reasoning, and their foolish heart was darkened. They were in the light.
Uh-huh.
But because they refused God, now they're in the dark.
Yep.
That's why John says, and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because it's their own creation. Don't have nothing to do with Lucifer. It's the man and God. They're there all by themselves. Nothing's interfering. But all of a sudden, the man decides, I don't want to have nothing to do with God anymore. Bible also talks about the hatred over there in Romans, the 8th chapter, between the flesh and spirit.
That's right.
This is what the man created. The man created the enmity between him and God.
Amen.
Why? Because they refused to glorify him. They didn't magnify him anymore. Jump to 28. They rejected God's glory. And it says, 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they're rejecting God's knowledge. His truth is being degraded.
Come on now.
God gave them over to a reprobate mind.
My Lord.
In other
My
words,
Lord.
God tests each and every man. He comes with his word. To try to motivate us to do what is right. But God judges the intents of a heart. And you can get to a point where God will say, there's no need for me to test him anymore. And let me put him over here where he belongs. He wants to be a reprobate. He can stay a reprobate.
Come on now.
And notice who he's talking to. He's not talking to sinners. He's talking to the church. Just because I'm shouting and I got filled with the Holy Ghost, that don't mean I am not subject to the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Those gifts came from God. I didn't get those. I didn't develop those gifts.
Right.
Even the natural gifts, God gave those gifts to me. So I'm supposed to glorify him as God and walk in his truth.
Amen.
Come on, give God some prayer.
Amen.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient or not becoming. Being filled with all unrighteousness. In other words, as they rejected the Spirit of God, the scientists say nature abhors a vacuum. In other words, if you take something out of this room, if you don't have the proper barriers up, something's going to come in.
Right.
So you take out the knowledge of God. You take out the truth of God. You take out the worship of God. Now, what's going to fill it? You.
All right now.
See, everybody thinks because they had Lucifer appeared at the tree after the man did his talking, that some guy Lucifer is running the show. No. The man named him. He called him serpent. What that means was, and the Hebrew means a shining thing.
Yeah.
Don't mean a snake.
Tell it.
And he used some poetic words because the man was clever. He said, for this cause shall a man leave his mother and his father and cleave unto his wife. Now, we always use that in the marriage ceremony. But you have to look at the timing, when he said it and what the corresponding action was. What did he do? Did he not leave his mother and his father? Who was his mother and his father? God was his mother and father.
Man.
So Lucifer here says, he's going, hey, I love God too. Let me come down here and help some stuff.
Come on now.
That's where he comes in.
Break it down.
But you notice something. Later on in Job, God and Lucifer have a conversation. After the man did what he did, and God put the coats, killed those animals and put the bloody coats on, showing that he was ready to forgive them, there was no more conversation between the man and his creator. None. Unrepentant.
My Lord.
And he passed that state down. That's why folks is hard-hearted. That's why folks is hard-headed. You tell them 100 times, why? Because they got it from their ancestor.
Yeah.
Being filled with all unrighteousness. In other words, they no longer fear God. No longer have reverence for sacred things. Wickedness. Fornication is not there. It was omitted in there. Wickedness. In other words, depravity. And the acting on the evil nature. Covetousness, we know what that is. Maliciousness, in other words, depravity, the full vicious disposition and desires. Envy, talking about being jealous, murder, debate or strife, deceit or guile. Malignity, talking about a disposition for mischief, whisperers or slanderers. Backbiting. Not necessarily, don't have to be behind the back either.
Amen.
haters of God or hateful to God.
Come on now.
Despiteful. This is all that is now in the man. They're full of it.
Jesus.
Proud. Boasters. Inventors of evil things. Contrivers. Bad in nature. Disobedient to parents. That don't mean just the little ones either. Alright, because I had quite a few mothers in the church. Still got one sitting over there with that checking hat on. Okay? To disregard what she said, that's being disobedient to those parents.
Amen.
That God has put in your life in the ministry to help you grow up.
Amen.
Without understanding. In other words, not forming just judgments or acting improperly. Covenant breaker. Without natural affection. Implacable is not there. Unmerciful. In other words, don't have no pity for folks. This is all in the man. When he sinned and pushed God out, this is what came in. And this is why folks hate each other. Black against white. White against black. Light skinned black against dark skinned black. Bunch of foolishness.
Yeah.
But this is in the heart of man.
Like,
once again, Lucifer don't have the authority or the power.
Amen.
God told the man to reproduce. What the man did was he reproduced outside of what God told. So all the world, it don't make no difference from the time, that time, all are born into sin, all are born into death, all are born into sickness, all are born into mental disease, Alzheimer's and all of these things, born into depression. That's
now.
Where it comes from. It's on the inside. It's on the inside. That's why Jesus had to come in human form to correct what the man did.
Say
not
it.
What Lucifer did.
Say it.
Right.
Amen.
When you study the Bible, here's a quick clue. When you study your Bible and you come up on that word devil, you got to look it up and see what it means. You got to look it up in the Greek.
Right.
Two meanings. Two meanings for it. One is slanderer, accuser. That's what we talk about right now.
Amen.
How did he slander God? When God confronted him about him eating of the fruit, what did he do? Well, Lord, the woman you gave me. He blamed God for the condition of the woman when he been speaking over her, changing her nature and character. Then you're going to blame God for it. That's slander. That's the one who comes to accuse you. Your own mindset will accuse you.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen.
When you get saved, like I said, I was asking God when I was a teenager. And I saw my dad get saved and filled with the Spirit, speaking with other tongues. I said, I wanted that. Sought after it hard. God delivered it to me. And as soon as that got done, here's this voice in my head saying, don't you feel stupid? Well, I'm like, wait a minute. I asked God for this. Why am I feeling stupid? I didn't know who he was then.
Yeah. My Lord.
Here's a little trick here. Even back in the old days, when they used to have them cartoons, and the individual would be thinking, and all of a sudden you see one with one wings on one, and the fork with the other one. Notice something. It always looked like the individual.
Yep.
It always looked like the individual.
Amen, amen, amen.
Letting you know there is two natures that are in you.
Right.
Amen. And whomever you yield your members to, that's your master.
Amen.
You can say it, hoop and holler and jump and roll on the floor, but if you yielding your members to that other dude, that is your master.
Right.
According to this, not according to me. Because guess what? I'm up here running my mouth, but I'm subject to the same word I'm telling you all.
Amen. Amen.
Just because I'm preaching, that don't mean I'm not subject to this word.
Amen.
In fact, it's just like when you cook it. You cook it, you taste that food as you go along. You don't want to serve nothing that don't taste good to somebody else.
Say that.
Come on and give God some praise.
Amen.
Go to 22, the same chapter. 1 and 22, it says, professing or affirming or saying that they were wise, they became fools. They were fooled by their own perverted minds. I think that over in Thessalonians, I believe it says, receiving deception within themselves.
Amen.
This is the man and the woman. And this is what they passed on. Because you know what? We get to a point where we fool ourselves on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it takes the light of God to get us out of it. Mm-hmm. That's the way it came from. Professing to themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God or immortal God into an image like to corruptible man. Now here's the thing here. A lot of folks think that when they did, they changed the glory, that they shifted their allegiance from God to Lucifer. No, they did not. They shifted it to themselves.
Right, right.
Now, unfortunately, we got too many youngsters in here because some of this stuff has gotten a little bit graphic. And so we'll wait till another time for that. But anyway, we'll wait. It ain't going across that. So they changed the image. They made the image different. Okay? They made the image different and changed the image from God to an image like man, who's corrupt, who's perishable, who's subject to death. And as they degraded even further to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. In other words, they cut themselves off from the intelligence of God. Now the very things that God showed them that he made and the stuff that was for them, now they're bowing down to it.
Right.
Now they're bowing down to it. 24. Because of this, because they changed the glory, they rejected the glory. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their bodies between themselves. God gave them up. He delivered them to this unclean because that's what they wanted to do. Ceasing to know God results in idolatry, and idolatry ends in filthiness of flesh and spirit. Go to 2 Corinthians right quick. 2 Corinthians 7th chapter. Anybody have to say amen?
Amen.
It says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit. Talking about the whole man.
Exactly.
That's what he's talking about. Flesh and spirit talks about the whole man. Perfecting holiness or maturing holiness in the fear of God. In other words, having reverence for what God tells. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you get caught up in habits and things. You got to come out of them. You got to tell that. You got to tell that. No.
Right.
Why? Because who do you belong to? You belong to God now.
That's right. That's right.
Now, you know, look, let's be honest. That pull is strong on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's strong. But thanks be unto God, he didn't leave us alone.
Amen.
That comforter that First Lady was talking about is that part of it.
Amen.
To help us to overcome it. Why? Because we're trying to win the war. Let me tell you something. I know I'm jumping to that. It says in the end, that the last enemy, death, talking about the old nature, is going to be cast into the lake of fire. So that anything that is connected to it is going to be cast in there with it.
Yeah.
That's why you got to look in the mirror. That's why I look in the mirror. I look in the mirror. I don't worry about what y'all doing. I pray for y'all. Y'all my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I'm asking God to give y'all strength. And in the meantime, I'm looking at me. What? Because, like I said, in the Old Testament, when the priests went into the tabernacle, first thing they went to was the lake. It was a bowl, polished bowl, water from the rock, holy water from the rock. And the priests went and looked in it. And any blemishes they saw, they washed themselves before they went into that tabernacle. Because if they went in there with them, with them blemishes, they were going to get a new priest. Thank God we got Jesus as our go-between.
Thank you, Lord.
A lot of us wouldn't be around if it was like it was in the old days, because God was a killer and he didn't and you were done.
Come on now.
God didn't have anything to do with death like that, but as far as killing you physically to get you out of here, to let you know he meant business, God would do that.
Amen.
Here's another scripture. He said, I create evil. That don't mean sin. It means calamity.
Uh-huh.
You don't obey the word of God, you will be subject to calamity because God's not playing. He's going to chase us. He's going to get us back in line.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Come on, give God some praise. So once again, wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own flesh or their own hearts. In other words, their feelings.
Uh-huh.
They allowed their feelings to get into the way of what God's word said. You got to put those feelings down. And that caused them to dishonor their own bodies. In other words, they were dishonored between themselves or among themselves. See, here's the thing about idolatry, especially in the Old Testament. I can't say this. They used the opposite to attract you in order to, for you to then later on worship these gods. That three-letter word, it sells. It was selling back then. It's selling now.
Uh-huh.
Can't make it no plainer than that.
Very good.
That's why they got in. When Pastor McTier was talking about the groves or the trees,
uh-huh.
They cut the trees and stuff so they look like.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they bow down to it. That's why I'm telling you that they don't bow down to Satan. They bow down to themselves.
Right. Come on now.
Right. And those women come, they lured the men in there. That when God killed in the Old Testament, Joshua in there. Why? Because they allowed those women to come in. That's why God told them, don't marry outside of the tribes.
Uh-huh. Right.
Don't marry outside the tribe. No, I'm not going there because I ain't trying to be here all night. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve, in other words, venerated and loved, gave honor to and served the creature more than the creator. In other words, they put them side by side and said, well, I'm going to serve. God, I'm not serving you anymore.
Bottom line.
More than the creator, who is adorable to the ages. 26. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. In other words, they rejected God's glory. They rejected God's truth. And now the consequence now is degradation of bodily passion.
Uh-huh.
God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use, the physical employment. I'm not going any further with that.
Right.
Into that which is against nature.
Amen. Amen.
Folks can talk about all they want to. Let me tell you, God is a God of reproduction.
There you can't.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? When y'all get through doing what they doing, what is produced?
Amen.
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
But this is what the man does, and then you know now you almost vilify because you say something. Now God does not hate them.
Amen. Amen.
God does not hate them. He died for them too.
Amen.
They have a choice. Jesus said, choose ye this day. The Creator himself gave them a choice. So I don't condemn them for their choice. All I do is present Christ unto them.
That's
and
right.
If they happy with their choice, I know I'm happy with mine.
Amen.
I'm happy with mine. Long as I get a choice. I don't get mad because, you know, Brother Therese, he got a nice car. That's his car. Maybe I don't like it, but that's his choice.
Amen.
Long as I get a choice. Now, if they're making me drive something I don't like, that's something different. But I get my choice.
Amen.
So remember that when you're witnessing the folks.
That's That's right.
You can't beat them into the kingdom.
That's right. Amen.
Bible says, by loving kindness as I've grown me. I knew Jesus loved me. That's why I said, I need to get to know this guy. I was a teenager, but I said, I need to get to know this guy. And God consequently saved me when I understood. He drew me and I understood what I was confessing. And God saved me.
Come on now.
I was 17 years old. Come on, give God some praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
27, I'm trying to hurry up when we be here all night. And likewise, 27, the men also, leaving the natural use of the women, burning in their lust one toward another, men with men. They're going to take the translation of the word with. Say, that's a little bit too graphic. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is God don't play with the words.
Amen.
He lets you know exactly what's going on. So that you're not confused. He said, I'm not an author of confusion.
Amen.
He made it. I looked at that like, whoa!
Amen.
Men with men working that which is shameful and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error that was meet. In other words, God got a payback for that.
Amen.
Got a payback for that. You reap what you sow. All of these diseases and all of this stuff, that was produced by the man. Why? Because he separated himself from God. That's why you get sick. Don't have nothing to do with the devil. He don't have nothing to do with that. The man passed down disease from himself because he cut himself off from the power of God. So you have to be careful.
That's right.
You got to watch what you eat. You all of those things. You got to do all of that. And we can believe God, but you still have to use some wisdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Now, here's the way out. Go to Romans 6. Are you hurrying up? We get out of here. Romans 6. We'll start with the third verse. Read. It says, know ye not, or literally, are ye ignorant, that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, or here, Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death.
Uh-huh.
In other words, to escape the death of the man, what he did, we have to go into the death of Christ. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. In other words, it's more just than a symbol of you getting baptized. More than a symbol. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life.
Amen.
In other words, the new man differs from the old, and he is renewed by the image of the one who created him. In other words, Jesus said it like this, I go away to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. That place is already prepared. It's not talking about heaven, it's talking about his body.
Man.
All right, then.
Man.
We are in the dwelling place
with Christ.
He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Why? Because he is in us and we are in him.
Amen.
So we have to walk accordingly. Because that old man is still tugging now. He ain't quit. He hasn't quit. You see, like the stronger the anointing, the stronger he gets.
Right.
You have to understand that. So, like as Christ was raised up from the dead. Why? Christ was raised up because he committed no sin.
My Lord.
So once again, we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted or become planted together with him in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his be in the likeness of his resurrection. Mm-hmm. In other words, Christ went through death and he was raised up in 3 days. Now, it may take us a little longer. Some are in the grave already and some are gone. But eventually, if we die out in Christ, even the same way that God raised Jesus up from the dead, God is going to raise us up incorruptible.
Amen.
6, here's the key. Knowing this, or understanding this, or perceiving this, that our old man is crucified with him. In other words, you have to put him to death. Paul said, I die daily. That the body of sin might be destroyed, or his power might be annulled. That from this point forward, we should not serve sin or serve the old nature.
Right.
For he that is dead is free from sin. In other words, if I die here tonight, whatever laws, they can no longer touch me because I'm dead.
Right.
Now, the old man has his law, or what he thinks is a law, but if I cut him off by being dead to those passions, dead to those ideas, dead to those emotions, then I'm free from that old nature. In other words, the power's been annulled. He's maybe still in there,
but then
cut his power off.
Amen.
Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. In other words, we believe that he died. We believe that we are saved. How many saved in here?
Amen.
Raise your hand.
Amen.
Amen.
Then I believe I'm going to live with him.
That's right.
Because that's part of his promise.
That's right. Amen.
And God is not a man that he should lie, but he's going to bring it to pass everything that he has said.
Amen.
So I've got confidence in spite of the fact of what I'm going through.
Amen.
Come on,
amen.
Give God some praise. We're almost done.
Amen.
Ninth verse. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In other words, when Christ came down here, he had to overcome the old nature.
Uh-huh.
Where'd he get it from? He got it from his mother.
Amen.
Right.
He got it from Mary.
Amen. Amen.
In other words, he can't tell me to do something he didn't do.
Come on now. Right.
He overcame, therefore I can overcome.
That's right.
He overcame by listening to the instructions of his father. I overcome by listening to the instructions I get from him.
Yeah.
Knowing that Christ was raised from the dead, dies no more, death has no more dominion over him. That's why Jesus said, death, where's your sting? In other words, where's your power to kill me? I was dead, now I'm alive.
Uh-huh.
Oh, grave.
Uh-huh.
Where's your power to hold me? Not only did he get up, but he rose up Joseph and some of the other ones.
That's right.
Yeah.
10th verse, well, in that he died unto sin once. In other words, not to sin like that, but he was the sin sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
But in that he liveth unto God. Why? Because God was the one, because he lived a sinless life, God was obligated to raise him up.
Amen.
Likewise, and here I'm finishing and closing with this, likewise, reckon ye. Likewise, reckon ye, consider yourself, count yourself, think yourself to be dead indeed unto the old nature, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
You get those old passions. Let me tell you something. My dad told me something when he got saved. My dad didn't get saved in church. He got saved at his kitchen table. So God had begun to instruct him on things. And he had that same type of day like you had. A day of peace. He was saved. Like he had knocked the old man out and put the man to sleep.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the old man woke up. He told my father, prepare yourself for the mighty battle. All of a sudden, all of those old thoughts began to come up. He had to come back. Let me tell you something. Those thoughts are in you. Why? Because the Bible says they are.
Okay.
And you got to overcome them.
Uh-huh.
We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and
that's
the
right.
word of our testimony
right.
that Jesus Christ is yes. here to help us.
Yes.
He has not left us.
That's
we
right.
overcome in Him.
Yes.
We are victorious
right.
in
Hallelujah.
Him. And He is going to come back
thank
and get us
Lord.
If we complete our part
right.
of the plan.
Amen.
We got to complete our part of the plan.
Amen.
So that death, we can say, oh, grave, death, where's your sting?
Right. Yeah, yeah,
oh, grave, where's your victory? You